What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled "The Sudden Death of Susan Wojcicki is Proof God Hates the Jews." So, as you guys probably know by now, Susan Wojcicki, the CEO of YouTube, who deleted my channel and deleted the channel of hundreds of thousands of other people, censored millions of videos, especially during Scamorona, God decided to take her sad and pathetic, miserable life. Now, I know some of you guys out there are gonna say, "Yo, Omar, we get it, you know, she wasn't a good person, but you know, you gotta respect the dead." Motherfucker, what the fuck is wrong with you, dudes? This bitch was trying to fucking kill you all by telling you not to get the vaccine, and anybody like myself telling you the truth about the vaccine, they were censoring and deleting this channel. Susan Wojcicki was actively trying to murder all of you motherfuckers out there, okay? No respect for women like that. You guys need to understand, from an Islamic perspective, people like Susan Wojcicki, they have no respect upon death. We should be dancing on her grave. Now, I'm not gonna dance on her grave because honestly, that's TMW, too much work. I'd rather make this video than go find her grave and dance on it, you know. This video, you know, I'm doing this video in a food truck, you know, between fucking orders, you know. I'm not gonna go to whatever hellhole she's buried at and, you know, fucking find the right grave and then, I don't know, man, I'm gonna dance on it and, you know, learn how to dance. The Uber, the DoorDash app really sucks. I'm trying to, fuck it. It keeps pausing my store, but then after like 15-20 minutes of me saying, "No, we're open, motherfucker," it finally opens, but fuck it, who cares? You know, economy is really bad right about now. Here in Florida, guys, you got fucking heat, humidity, you got inflation, you got the presidential elections. This is like the perfect storm of absolute worst case scenario. And this is not even bad news yet, you know. If we think things are bad now, they're gonna get a lot worse, you know. I'm like a fucking food, I'm a food truck, okay, guys? You know, I can survive off of $150, $200 a day in a food truck, okay? Imagine these restaurants that pay like $40,000, $50,000 a month just in rental, insurance, workers, shit like that, you know? They're not gonna survive. A lot of small businesses, especially businesses that rely on credit and then they rely on volume of sales to start paying back that debt that they're in, a lot of these are not gonna make it, dude. They're really not gonna make it. And that's because of Zionists like Susan Wojcicki. Now, I made a video before I even found out that this bitch died, where I told you the Jews are hiding the truth that there was a successful revolution in Bangladesh where the Bangladeshi people overthrew their tyrannical feminist Zionist puppet. Now, here in America, what were they showing you? Russell Brand, who I personally like, but he's a CIA asset. What's his name? Rogan. Joe Rogan, who's also another CIA asset. Chris Tucker. Guys, these Jews are just giving you what I refer to as goitainment, okay? They're not telling you the Nagasaki Hiroshima Black Pill truth, because they know if you guys ever find out the Black Pill Hiroshima Nagasaki truth, you're gonna do to them what the Bangladeshi people did to their prime minister. Now, the mentality of the Bangladeshi people was, we're gonna die or you're gonna die. One of us is gonna end up dead. And at the end, the prime minister of Bangladesh, who's a woman, by the way, yeah, surprise, surprise, a feminist, Zionist leader, who's a woman of the Muslim world, who actually, she was actually pushing LGBTQ, transgender right, and trying to get their kids to become tranny faggots. And the people of Bangladesh were like, "Oh no, bitch, we ain't playing that game. You're either gonna be dead or we're gonna die. At the end of the day, somebody's gonna be dead, either us, the population, or you." And she eventually fled. And you know, the whole revolution was only like a couple of weeks, you know. Grand total, like 10,000 Bangladeshi people died out of 170 million, you know? So this just goes to show you, dudes, if the same thing happened here in America, all it takes is a small number of American men to say, fuck you, you're gonna die, bitch, and that's it, okay? Now, like I said in my past video, the difference between America and Bangladesh is that there's a lot of wicked people out there that deserve to die, okay? I'm not gonna say they're bad people, they're just not worthy of the Son of Mary. God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahu and Yorisul Ard. My slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth, okay? When the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, comes back, we can't have Shaniqua, Shanini, Yolanda, Tiandra. We can't have scumbags like that, okay? So, from now until then, like I said, don't do anything. Don't join militias, don't protest, don't do anything. Because millions, if not tens of millions of people here in America must die, okay? After that happens, it's going to be a total collapse. It's going to be a total new world after this collapse takes place. Now, the death of Susan Wojcicki is God's way of saying to people like you and me, hey, faithful follower of mine, when the time comes for you to say, go time, I got you, boo. So you guys need to understand this good. I'm going to try to rejiggle the DoorDash app. Hopefully it works again. Keeps on pausing me. Fuck it, it's pausing me again. One more time. Let me do it one more time. I don't care if it's paused or not. Fuck it, I'll worry about it later on. So like I was saying, when it comes time to go time, that's when God is gonna have our back. Now, you guys gotta look at the Bible, okay? King David, before he became King David, he went up against Goliath. Now, the chances of King David, before he became King David, the chances of David beating Goliath were non-existent, but the mentality of David was, either I'm gonna die or you're gonna die. And that's when God was like, I got you, boo. Okay, same thing in Bangladesh. The mentality of the Bangladeshi people were, I'm gonna die or you're gonna die. And that's when God gave them victory. You look at the Palestinians, they don't wanna fight back. So God is like, oh, you all don't wanna fight back? Oh, you all don't wanna stand up for me? Okay, cool. Well, I'm just gonna sit back here and watch you all get raped, murdered, starved, and genocided, okay? This is what everybody here is watching this video has got to understand, okay? When it comes time to either you die or they die, if you don't take the war to the enemy, God will take the war to you. And if he takes the war to you, it's over for you. He's going to destroy you, humiliate you. You don't want that, okay? And the death of... I mean, you guys got to understand, man. Susan Wojcicki is like multi-billionaire, one of the most powerful people in the world, yet she herself could not save herself from God saying, all right, bitch, I'm taking you away because people need mercy. See, Islam tells us when a person dies, either he's shown mercy or he gives mercy. And let me explain. If you're a good person and you've been suffering in this world and you die, you are shown mercy. Now, if you're an evil, wicked person like Susan Wojcicki and you die, you have shown mercy to humanity because your evil ass has been taken out. Trust and believe, Susan Wojcicki is in the hellfire right now being roasted, dudes. Okay? The hellfire is where every Zionist is gonna go. And they're going minions, whether it's Biden, Bucket Harris, Trump, whatever, you know. Anybody who supports Zionism is going to the hellfire. Period. Full stop. Mic drop. Okay? So, the importance of the death of Susan Wojcicki, again, I'm going to reiterate this again. This is God's way of telling you guys out there who want to fight back, but you're scared because you might lose. This is God's... I mean, you guys need to understand, man. Who took Susan's life? God took her life, okay? If God can take the life of Susan, why can't he take the life of other wicked people? Again, looking at King David. Everything would have said that Goliath would have wiped the ground with King David, yet because King David had the mentality of either I'm going to die or you're going to die, God gave King David victory. Now another thing, you know, before the Jews went into the Holy Land, they had to go against the Amalekites, okay? Now the Amalekites in Semitic languages means Amlak. Amlak, for those of you who speak Arabic or even Hebrew, Amlak means giant. So the Amalekites was a race of giant people, and the Jews, aka the Israelites, were like, yeah, no God, there is no way we're gonna defeat them. So God was like, oh, okay, well, spend 40 years in the desert, motherfucker, you know. So when God commands you to do something, he's gonna make it seem as if it's next to impossible for you to win, okay? Because victory comes from God. This is what everybody here needs to understand. And this is why I tell you guys, Western civilization is a fucking joke, okay? I don't know why you guys out there are taking Western civilization seriously. You shouldn't. Western civilization is a fucking joke, okay? So, you guys out there watching this video, man, stop taking Western civilization seriously, okay? Just get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, or in the case of Coach Bitchville, traps and ladyboys. Point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that Western civilization is gonna get Nagasaki, Hiroshima, big times by God himself. So all of you guys out there who are like, yeah, Amr, I know what the truth is and everything, but you know, I'm scared to fight back. And like I said, dudes, there is no fighting back right now. Until the collapse happens and millions, if not tens of millions of people out there die, there is no fighting back. Okay, this is why I tell you guys, right now, best thing you can do about what's going on is nothing. The only thing you can proactively be working on is getting residency or a second citizenship and leaving the country. That's the only thing you should actually be focusing on right now, is getting the fuck out of the West. That's the only thing you all should be focusing on, okay? So until that collapse happens and millions, if not tens of millions of people die, don't do anything. And then when it comes time that it's go time, or what RPM refers to as hockey mask time, then that's when you're like, all right, bitch, either I'm gonna die or you're gonna die. And that's when God is gonna be like, victory, bitch. You know, victory to you, not to the bitch, you know. So, in all likelihood, guys, Kam Bucket Harris will win the presidential election. When she does win the presidential election, understand that the death of America will be very soon, okay? And you guys have to understand, dudes, just because America will collapse doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we can't rebuild it, you know. It simply means when we do rebuild it, no Jews and no women's rights. So, how long was it since the death of the Prophet Muhammad? How long was it from the time the Prophet Muhammad knew that the Persians installed a female leader until the Arabs ended up taking over Persia? I forgot how long it was. I know it happened after the death of the Prophet Muhammad. I think it happened during the time of Umar ibn Khattab. So it might have been within 8 or 9 years of... I don't know. So I'm sure somebody can look it up and let us know. Because a lot of stuff that happened with Islam in the early days is happening right now. Like, get rid of the Jews, or the Jews get rid of you. Take away women's rights. Yes, believe it or not, even before the Prophet Muhammad, women in Arabia did have rights. So the Prophet Muhammad did take away a lot of women's rights. And it was mainly women's rights to have authority. It was taking a woman's right to, a woman can own property in Islam, that's fine, but the males own more than the woman. So let's say I have a sister, I'm gonna inherit more than her. That way she's powerless compared to me. See, this is a good thing about Islam and the Abrahamic faith, is that they systematically set up women to be inferior to men, okay? This is the whole point of taking women's rights away. A woman has to be inferior to a man in every way possible, okay? This is why a woman's word is half of that of a man. If a woman accuses me of rape and I say, nah, bitch, guess what? My word is superior to her word. Now, I'm not saying that that means, oh, okay, I didn't rape the bitch. I'm just giving you an example here, guys. But, yeah, I mean, if the bitch has no fact other than, oh, yeah, he raped me back in, I don't know, 1969, you know, at a Fleetwood Mac concert in the mosh pit, it's like, no, bitch. No, we're not playing that game, right? So, Islam systematically puts women in an inferior position to men in every way possible, which is what we need to do when we rebuild America. Guys, when we rebuild America, no Jews, okay? Now, it's okay to have Jews like Martin Goldberg, Halsey, me, you know, Torah Jews, we mind our own business, we're not inherently malicious, you know, overall we're good, decent people. Yeah, Jews like us are perfectly fine, but these Zionist Jews, these fucking Gog and Magog, you know, and yes, Ashkenazis are Jews, we met Jews, okay? Sheikh Imran Hussein did his own research about it, I did my own independent research about it, you know, the fabled tribes of Gog and Magog, aka Ya'juj and Ma'juj in Arabic, they are the Ashkenazis, okay? And Ya'juj and Ma'juj in Arabic has the root word of Moj, which means waves. You see, the Jews are a lot like waves that keep on crashing. That's the thing, you know. The Jews, they keep on attacking one after another. You know, if you put something in front of crashing waves, that something eventually is gonna get obliterated. You know, the only thing that can stand in front of waves would be like solid rock. This is why they say you have to be solid like a rock, because only a solid rock, you know, like a cliff or something, can stand in front of a wave and win, okay? But, you know, anything else, it will get annihilated by the wave, you know? So when it comes to the Jews, guys, the only way you can, you know, withstand the Jews is if you become like a rock and you become solid, you know? This is why a lot of these idiot goyim, you know, they go out, they say something, then the Jews are like, anti-Semite, anti-Semite, and then 2.5 seconds later, they're like, A, they're apologizing, B, they're donating money to fucking, I don't know, ADL or whatever it is. It's like, dude, you just got your ass whooped by the Jews, bro, you know? So, that's what I wanted everybody watching this video to understand, is that, it's gonna come quick, guys. It's gonna come quick, you know? Things are gonna happen really quick, okay? There is no time for you guys to be like, okay, I'm gonna start working on my plan B. Your plan B already needs to be in effect, okay? My plan B, Colombia, Ukraine, even Egypt, for all I care, okay? That's my plan B. My plan B can be executed in 2 hours, okay? How about you guys? Can you guys execute a plan in 2 hours? What happens if the Zionist-controlled U.S. government says, all right, we're gonna draft all able-bodied men to go die for the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, you know? And it will happen, okay? What are you gonna do then, dudes, okay? There is no time right now for you guys to be like, okay, I'm gonna start working on my plan B. You need to be out of the West, or the very least, T-2 hours, be out of the West. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. My car ride to Lauderdale Airport is longer than the plane ride from Lauderdale down to Columbia, dudes. I can be out of here in 2 hours, okay? Can any of you guys out there watching this be out of the West in 2 hours? Okay? You need to get that plan. Your plan B really needs to be more of your plan A at this point, to be honest with you. Nevertheless, guys, we will be victorious, okay? So you guys out there, finally the DoorDash app worked. It's finally saying green. Look at it. Can you guys see it? Yeah. Accepting orders now. You know, there's not a lot of orders out there, guys, because again, dudes, the brutal Florida summer, the economy, inflation, everybody's hurting, man. There are restaurants now that can go a day or two, not have a single person show up. That's how bad it is, you know. In a food truck like this, you know, if I make no money in 1 or 2 days, that's fine, you know. But imagine you're a restaurant and every day you're open, it costs you like $1,000, $1,500 to be open a day. And, you know, fucking 5 or 6 days a month, you ain't got nobody at your restaurant. That's $10,000 in the garbage. You just threw $10,000 in the garbage. You know, if I make $10,000 a month with this truck, which I'm not doing, by the way, I'd be on cloud nine. So a lot of people, guys, are going to go out of business very, very soon. And things will get worse. Guys, things are not going to get any better, dudes. At this point, things will not get any better at all. It will only systematically get worse. This is what I want everybody here to understand. Things will systematically get worse, okay? This is why you guys need to be out of the country right about now, okay? So, yeah, the death of Susan Wojcicki, man. I was already happy that her son died, even though her son had nothing to do with it. It's because her son, you know, God, this is how God hurts you, dude. God takes away what you love the most, you know. So I have nothing against her son. I'm sure her son dying really did hurt her, and I'm happy with that. And the fact that she passed away, I know she's in the hellfire. And again, that is proof, guys, that when the time comes for you to say, all right, bitch, one of us is going to die today, that's when you guys will be granted victory by God. But again, until the collapse happens and millions, if not tens of millions of people die, don't do anything. And if the only thing you're going to do, which you should have already done if you haven't, is get the fuck out of the West, okay? You guys out there gotta understand, things are gonna get worse. They're not gonna get better. There is no silver lining. There is no, well, hopefully things will stabilize. No, guys. Things are gonna get worse, dudes. Like I said, here in small town USA, everybody at the Chamber of Commerce is crying. They're crying because there's no business, okay? Some of these people lost upwards of 70-80% of their fucking business, you know? Again, I'm just a fucking food truck. I can go a few days without making any money. That's perfectly fine. If you're a fucking restaurant, you got $1,500, $2,000 a day to spend, and you're not making any money 4 or 5 days a month, you ain't making any money. That's $10,000 in the garbage can right there, dude, you know? A lot of people are gonna lose their homes. A lot of people are gonna go out of business. You know, the good thing about this food truck, guys, is that a lot of people out there, they don't know how to cook. Seriously, a lot of people, they have no idea how to cook. In fact, some of my shawarma is only like $10. I got a meal deal for $15, you know. Chicken shawarma euro, pita chips, lemonade for $15, you know. Fuck, you can't even get that shit from Burger King like that cheap anymore. At least my food is fucking plentiful. It's healthy. It's halal. So for all the people out there who are like, yeah, I don't want to cook, I'd rather eat, you know, a meal prepared by somebody else, this is where we're gonna come in, dudes. I'm telling you, as things get worse and worse and worse, and the good word about our food truck goes out, this food truck might be like the best thing to happen in this town. Because A, again, vast majority of people, they don't know how to cook. Vast majority of other places are gonna go out of business simply because they have too much overhead. And thirdly, again, our food is halal, it's clean, it's good. This is none of that fucking McDonald's shit that people get, you know? So I might be riding something with this food truck over here. Like I said, you know, it's not doing that well in the beginning because A, we've only been around for a few months. B, again, you got the perfect storm of inflation, political instability, and just the overall economy and the heat out there, fucking dudes. Driving out, I don't have AC in my car, man. When I put my window down, I get hot air blown in my face, you know. At least before August, you know, if you drive around and there's a breeze, you get a little bit of a cool air. Now you just get fucking hot air in your face. That's how bad it is here in Florida. So I think if we hang around until probably October, things probably will get a little bit better. Again, guys, if this food truck is making $200 a day, we're good, dudes. We're good. If we're making $10,000 a month overall, we're doing really well. So yeah, guys, I guess that was my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.